In Arizona, wildfires that have burned nearly 25,000 acres are still threatening two communities and a world-class observatory. The fires were caused by lightning strikes, but in areas where urban development is rapidly encroaching on the forest, most fires are not the result of natural causes. Arizona Public Radio's Mitch Tyke reports on an effort to change that.
Paul Shaw is a trained wildland firefighter. To get his job on the Coconino National Forest, he had to pass a grueling test, including hiking 3 miles with a 45-pound pack on his back. But these days, while his colleagues are donning fire-retardant gear and battling blazes, Shaw is visiting campsites in his pickup.
A little reminder, we're in fire restrictions.
Yeah, we see another one.
Okay, so no campfires.
But propane's fine, right?
Propane's great. If you're a smoker, you need to smoke inside the vehicle.
Today, Shaw is fighting fires by making sure they don't ignite in the first place. As a fire prevention officer, or FPO, he's patrolling an area just south of Flagstaff in what's known as the Urban Wildland Interface, a place that's not quite city, but not exactly wild. Even as recognition grows that wildfires are a natural part of healthy forests, fires in these transitional areas can threaten homes, businesses, and lives, and they're usually caused by people. Suzanne Romero is in charge of Shaw and a team of 9 FPOs.
Fire prevention also means going out and stopping those unwanted human-caused fires. And that's, you know, our job, changing people's behavior.
In many ways, Romero says predicting fire behavior is much easier than predicting human behavior. Many of the Coconino's weekend visitors are from nearby cities such as Flagstaff and Phoenix, who use the forest to unwind with perhaps a few beers.
Believe it or not, it's as tiring talking to hundreds of people a day as it is going out and fighting fire. To me, when I go out and fight fire and dig line, that mission is pretty, you know, spelled out to me. And even though you're physically tired, you don't come home as mentally tired as contacting hundreds of people throughout the day.
Romero says the effort of the FPOs is actually helped by nightly pictures of fires on the news, which make people more cautious in the woods. But even with the record drought in the Southwest, fire prevention patrols get less attention from the Forest Service than fighting active fires. In fact, their budget has been cut.
Back in 1979, an area where now we have 3 patrols, I used to patrol, we had 10. So it's kind of a different scenario when we had 10 patrols. Obviously, I would say 20 years ago, we had less people in the forest, but we actually had more money for fire prevention than we do now.
In other words, the job is getting tougher. This year, it's taken a special funding request to afford more patrols. Back on patrol, Paul Shaw says it's a shame fire prevention is often given short shrift compared to more visible efforts.
Over the years, maybe we've become a little too reliant on air tankers and the toys and all that goes with fighting fire. And that really the basis is, you know, initial attack, catch them when they're small, and even preventing the start. You know, if we prevent the start, you know, it's game over before it even starts.
And on the Coconino National Forest, human-caused fires have decreased. Last year, 98 fires in the forest were caused by humans, the lowest number in 33 years. This year's pace is even slower. Still, fire officials know it would only take one illegal campfire, and those records could go up in smoke. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff.